Hello and welcome to The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. How are you today?
And thanks for being here. I'm Nancy Newcomer, broadcasting from my studio in Santa Barbara, California, and I want to welcome you to the show today. We're going to have a good time. Just want to mention, I'm so excited that she's back with us, Dr. Alice D'Antoni Phillips, otherwise known as Allie Phillips of Allie's Kitchen. She's a food blogger, and we spoke with her last week about her cookbook, and we're going to talk to her again because, you know, she is the woman about the world. I tell you, she has so many things going on, and I love chatting with her. She's so much fun. So we'll check in with Allie in just a few minutes. Thanks to all of you who are listening on Empower Radio. Thanks to Dylan, my producer, who has had some challenges with me lately. So thanks, Dylan. We have a good time. Also, all of you who are listening on iHeartRadio, we have partners over at Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and also iTunes. Thanks to all of you for listening on the various platforms. It's really wonderful for me to have the opportunity to reach people in so many different ways. And really, I want to mention iTunes again, because it's a really great way to get the show. You won't miss any show. Shows will be sent to you. You can subscribe for free on iTunes. Just look us up. The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Thanks to our friends at Go Cleanse for bringing the show. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. And it's been such a busy, busy time as we head into spring and into summer. Lots of folks are gearing up for for the summer months. And also with the cooking, lots of fun recipes to try out. If you haven't popped over to my website lately, I'd love for you to join me over there at nancynewcomer.com. I have some great things that were in the spring and summer issue of Santa Barbara Dining and Destinations magazine. I do recipes for them, and I've got some fun things that you can try out for the summer, and some always fun cocktails too. Just always want to mention that because we always have fun with that. So really appreciate having the opportunity to be in the magazine as well. Say, before we talk with Miss Allie Phillips, I want to mention to all of you that it's a really great time to check out the Go Cleanse program. As we head into the summer and you want to get out there and be healthy and feel good, you want to revamp your health, I highly recommend the Go Cleanse program. You know, I started doing it about a year ago, and I am cooking healthy, wonderful meals made from fresh organic ingredients, and also implementing the Go Cleanse program with some protein shakes and some supplements and some great things. And I have to tell you, I have never felt better. My energy level is really spectacular. I feel so good, and I've got a lot going on. So this is really important. And one of the great benefits is that I have dropped 50 pounds, which is kind of amazing. It's mind-blowing. And the best part about it is that the weight has stayed off. I've been able to keep it off. And that's really been a key for me. You know, with all this cooking and traveling and food blogging, got to watch things, you know. I definitely do things with a healthy bent, but the Go Cleanse program has helped me stay on track. And I want to extend the invitation for you to speak with the Go Cleanse coaches or check out the program. You can go to my website at nancynewcomer.com and pick up the link there to Go Cleanse. You can also call directly. The number is 805-500-4644. It's 805-500-4644. Fabulous coaches. And what's great about them is all of them have done the program. You're not getting salespeople. You're getting people that have done this and are living healthy, good lives. So thanks to Go Cleanse. Ah, here we are back again with Dr. Alice D'Antoni Phillips, Allie of Allie's Kitchen. Welcome back to the show, Allie.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. As you said, she's back. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so excited. You know, last week it was so wonderful to talk to you about your cookbook that's coming out, and it's coming out in May of 2015, Allie's Kitchen, A Passport for Adventurous Palates. And I just want to mention to anyone who's just joining us today, if you missed the interview with Allie last week, you can grab that on the site, whatever platform you're listening, last week's show, and you can hear all about Allie's cookbook. But just for those who might want to grab it they can pop over to your website, right? Allie'sKitchen.com?
That's right. Yes, Allie'sKitchen.com.
And you're doing orders on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Is that correct, too?
That is correct, Nancy. The book is pre-selling on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so you better get it before they run out and we go into the second, third printings.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know what I forgot to ask you? Maybe it's a little premature. Are you doing a book tour, a book signing?
I am doing a blog tour that will start May the 1st through the 28th, and it's orchestrated by Cedar Fort Publishing and Media, who is my publisher. So we have on board, I believe, 32 different food bloggers who are reviewing the book. Many of them are making recipes, and then they are sharing it with their readership and on the social media. And then we have a physical book tour that is going to be primarily located in North and South Carolina, because I'm in South Carolina at this point, and as we progress, we will move to other places.
Oh, that's great. Well, lots to look forward to, and of course, I will share all of that on my website and Facebook and all my platforms, because we love what you're doing, and besides all this food blogging, the cookbook, which to me, that's a full-time job in itself. You have been the woman about the globe. You have been traipsing all over the place. And I want to talk to you about some of the fun things that you've been up to. I know that you went to this fun event. It looks amazing. The International Home and Houseware Show. Can you talk about that?
Oh, Nancy, that was incredible. You know, it's like being at places like World Market or Home Goods or TJ Maxx on steroids. It's the International Housewares Association yearly show of vendors from around the world. And it's everything to do with creating an inspired home. So I was there as one of their invited bloggers to come and experience the show, to blog about it live in real time, and to just become part of their team for their new inspired home theme that will be more amenable and attractive to the consumer online.
So you saw things like cookware, tableware.
Oh, my goodness, did I see. I was just blown away. It was amazing, all the new products out there, the most gorgeous cookware and tableware and gadgets and textiles and, you know, things that just turn us foodies on.
Well, I would imagine you're just thinking about, okay, what can I cook to go with this tablecloth or these plates? Or now, did you get to take anything home, my dear?
Well, actually, I didn't, because I didn't bring luggage big enough. But I have made connections with many of the vendors that I found that, you know, kind of are like my style. And, you know, I'm doing some things with them. So I will be doing things, too, with the IHA, the International Housewares Association, writing blogs and reviewing products. And you know, my first one will be on cooking with a tagine, Moroccan cooking. So I'm literally working on that now. As we speak, I have a tagine of beef and beautiful vegetables in my oven. So
Yeah. Okay. And I love seeing the photo of that too on Instagram. That's really cool. Okay. So I'm kind of really excited to ask you about the fact that you got to meet Ree Drummond, the pioneer woman.
How about that? I mean, how many people get this opportunity? Yeah. When I was working with IHA, they wanted one of the bloggers to interview Ree after she presented at the bloggers' luncheon. She did a wonderful presentation for probably 50 or so bloggers at a luncheon at IHA, and then they asked me to interview her. So I literally got about 30 minutes with Ree, and Lad and her son Todd was there. And we just had a great time. I had prepared all these questions and, you know, I did a cute little presentation because I was able to engage Todd, her son, too. I put the questions on brown paper bag paper, and then I folded them. And then on the outside of each one, on the outside of each one, I put some kind of little phrase that was ranchy, like calf roping or saddlebag lunch or mutton busting. And so Todd, her young son, who's about 11, got to pick each question. He opened it up, and there was the question.
Well, that's so clever.
It was.
You are a clever girl. I need some tips from you, my dear.
Well, I figured that, you know, I'd stray from the Barbara Walters type interview and go with something fun. And I even threaded them on a piece of rawhide, you know, like a bracelet.
I love that. Oh, so you didn't try to make her cry?
No. We laughed. We had a great time.
Oh, so what, when you met her and through the interview, have you, will this interview be available or is it out yet?
It is not out yet. I have written it. It will be published by IHA at their website, and I'm not exactly sure of the date of that, but I'll, let people know on my social media. And then I will do a different type of slant on the interview at my website. So, we'll have two versions. Basically, you know, very similar information, but I'm going to put in a lot more of the details of little things like laughter and Lad chiming in with some of the responses and things like that on the write-up that I do at my website.
Well, can you give us a little teaser, a little nugget of something that you found out about her that was interesting or something that stood out to you?
Well, I think one of the funniest things was, when I asked her, you know, what she and Lad do to, you know, just kind of decompose and you know, bring their day to an end. And she said, well, we usually just, you know, we sit in the living room and we'll turn on movies, not the TV. Then I said, oh, that is just so nice, and I bet y'all just snuggle in and have a great time. And she goes, well, really not. I'm sitting in my chair with my laptop, and he's sitting in his chair. And they both laughed and enjoyed that. Another thing I asked her I don't know if you watch the ABC show, The Bachelor. She goes, oh, my gosh, I love it. Yes. Who do you think it'll be? You know, Whitney or Becca? And so they were down to the two finalists. And I said, Ree, what three pieces of advice would you give the new bride-to-be of Chris, who is an Iowa farmer, and her life is going to be drastically changed like your life was moving to the ranch? And you'll be able to read the three pieces of advice. Actually, there were four or five pieces. And Lad chimed in, too. So that's going to be fun to read.
Oh, I love that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, she just really draws you in, the Pioneer Woman, with all of her, of course, her first novel and the blog and everything. But it's just wonderful to see what she's done. And it is a unique a unique point of view, as with your stuff too. I think that's what's so interesting about different personalities in the food world. Obviously, you know, there are people that just cook really well and make good recipes, consistency, but I'm drawn to the personality and sort of the stories behind the people and the recipes. So I find that really fun. I can't wait to read your interview with her.
Well, I think it's going to be a fun read, and this advice that she gives the fiance of Chris, who it was Whitney that he chose, is really interesting and practical. So fun things coming.
That's, I love that. She's very down to earth, and it's fun to talk about stuff like that. I love mm-hmm. that. Okay, my dear, you were in one of my very favorite places, and we missed each other by a month. You were down in New Orleans. Could you talk about what you were doing down there?
I was down there last month, and I'm so sorry we missed each other, because we could have had a cocktail at Brennan's or done some bread breaking together. I was one of about five or six bloggers that was invited by the Eat Gulf Seafood Consortium to come down and learn more about the harvesting and processing of Gulf Coast seafood. And what an experience it was. Not only did we have incredible food, and, you know, when you come back from these things, you've got to, just almost fast for a few days because you've eaten so much. But I also just learned about the economic aspect of it, and, you know, how the food is harvested and the impact it makes on the American economy. And, you know, the Gulf belongs to America. And it is a stronghold for the Gulf Coast states in their economy. So it was quite revealing and interesting. And I didn't know these things. And that's one of the things about being a food blogger, is being able to dig into things that we can share with our readers and folks that follow us and educate them, too. So the Gulf Coast Seafood is five states: Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And the Gulf supplies about two-thirds of the entire country's shrimp and oysters, and about a third of our country's blue crab. So it's just a beautiful, fertile area for nutrient-rich seafood.
I had no idea that it provided that much. That's interesting.
It is. 70% of our oysters, almost 70% of our shrimp, and, you know, the hard and soft shell crabs. Then you've got all the other things, like, you know, the redfish, the crawfish, and, you know, the other, you know, grouper and things like that.
I was astounded at the variety of seafood when I was down there. I was lucky enough to visit some friends that have a home down there, and one of the nights, the husband of my girlfriend, he actually went out, he did a whole fishing trip with just one guy the whole day, and he brought home a redfish, and we were guests at another couple's home just down the street, and the woman cooked up the redfish that Bill caught that day. It was so much fun to enjoy that. And he was talking about his experience out there fishing, and after the hurricane, after Katrina, some new areas opened up as far as being able to get further in to the, you know, I can't remember the exact area he was fishing, but the guy he went with was a local, and just talked about the new areas that they could get into where before, you know, it wasn't available. It's just, things have changed so much. And I think, I was wondering did they address Katrina and sort of the effects that had on the fishing, the fishermen and the industry there?
Well, they did, but it wasn't a focus of the experience we had. We really got a real background into the heart and soul. And that's what impressed me about this trip and learning more about Gulf seafood, is that these fishermen are families that go back decades and generations, and it's in their blood, it's in their soul. These are truly American-made products that are shared with us all over the country, and that grace our tables with, you know, the abundance of seafood. So I was impressed with, Nancy, the heart and soul. And in fact, I wrote a blog on it that was, you know, does seafood have a heart? And, you know, darn right it does, because I saw it, you know, in the harvesting. I saw it in the production, in the processing plants, you know, when people served it. you know, when they talked about it in restaurants. So it's a gem that we as Americans need to treasure.
I picked up on that as well, just being there as a person enjoying the beautiful town and the food. I mean, the food is amazing. And really, I think all I ate was seafood. I had the red shrimp, the redfish, the catfish, the crawfish, the oysters, the crab, the grouper. I ate it all. And I was only there for 5 days. And it was really, really just wonderful. And there is a pride. And that's what I noticed, just whether it was, you know, my friend catching the fish, and he went out with a guy, like you said, it had been a man that had fished for years. And I think it was passed down in his family. There's so much a part of the culture and that connectedness to the source, which I really, really like. But then in the restaurants, even, you know, we went to some very fine restaurants, but just some of the regular neighborhood things that were on the cheap. Oh my gosh, the pride in the description of where it came from, where it was caught. Oh my gosh. And then of course, you know, you and I and our spices, I came back with a suitcase full of Cajun and Creole spices. In fact, my friend bought a bunch of stuff and she stuck it in my suitcase and I didn't even know it until I got home and opened it up. It was this treasure. But it's very, very inspiring.
It is. It is. And we live on the coast of South Carolina, and we live on the water, so I have an abundance of in-season fresh seafood. My husband, you know, we bait crab traps, you know, and we'll get these wonderful crabs and blue crabs, and they're just chock full. You're giving them away, and, you know, during oyster harvesting and flounder, trout, shrimp, so I know what it is when you talk about literally from the water to your table in one day, within hours. I mean, you know, you're filleting and cooking the freshest seafood that you could possibly get your hands on, and it's almost an out of body experience because not many people have the opportunity to do that. So I'm glad you did when you were down there.
Oh, it was really, really great. We got to see the pictures of the fish. He caught a 17-pound redfish. He had to throw that one back because it was too big. And I think the one that he brought home was an 8-pounder. But it was really cool. And boy, did it taste good. We only have like a couple of minutes here, but could you tell us a little bit about the work you're doing as the social media ambassador with Dole? Because that sounds so much like it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I work for Dole Packaged Foods, which is the packaged food company now that was part of Dole, but they're now a separate company. And in 2013, I competed in their Dole California Cook-Off. And I won that contest, and they brought me on in 2014 to be their social media ambassador. And basically what I do in that is I host things. I emceed their 2014 Dole California Cook-Off. I was the social media ambassador covering the Rose Parade this past January in 2015. I hosted bloggers for their Dole Consortium, their Dole Summit last year. So it's the kind of thing that I create recipes. I have, if you don't follow Dole Packaged Foods on YouTube, follow them because you're going to see 8 videos of me cooking easy recipes, healthy recipes using Dole Packaged Foods products from frozen cherries to their new line of soups. And it is. It's like a dream come true.
I love this, Allie. What's so exciting about what you do is that it all came out of your love for cooking. But more important, there are plenty of us that enjoy cooking and, you know, we share recipes and photos and do all of that. However, what you've done is you've put yourself out there in the world. You saw an opportunity. You chose to be on MasterChef. You went for it. And then it just has grown into all these amazing adventures that you're up to. And it goes back to when you and I first talked. Well, we've talked for a long time, but when we spoke in the fall about reinvention and putting yourself out there in life and making things happen, that's what you're doing. And I love it.
Well, Nancy, you have only a limited time on this earth, and if you don't take advantage of it, then it's your own fault. So get out there and do it.
We're doing it. You're doing it. Thank you, Miss Allie Phillips. And if you want to find out more about her cookbook, go to allieskitchen.com. Thanks for listening to The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Thanks to our sponsor, Go Cleanse. If you want to be in touch with them, 805-500-4644. Want to say thank you to Allie. I love spending time with her. Thanks for listening to The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Share the show, and we'll see you next time. Bye now.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye.
Bye-bye.